This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. For 6 decades, every U.S. president has recognized the third week in July as Captive Nations Week. Joe Biden's team, a group deeply compromised by what is today the principal perpetrator of such transnational repression, namely the Chinese Communist Party, however, is reportedly contemplating abandoning such a statement of solidarity with the enslaved. This is especially deplorable since such a declaration is more needed today than ever. In fact, a new study to be released next week by the Committee on the Present Danger China's Captive Nations Coalition will document how the CCP is in the process of effectively adding through its colonial, debt-trap-financed Belt and Road Initiative as many as 140 other nations to those it has already captured, namely Tibet, Southern Mongolia, East Turkestan, and most recently the territory of Hong Kong. We must denounce, not silently encourage such behavior. This is Frank Gaffney.